whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, and today my special guest is representing Tiverton Four Corners, a little spot in beautiful Ocean State that has lots of things to offer, and Kitty Lovell is here. Welcome back, Kitty.
Hi, Mike. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Kitty is a, well, you're a veteran now. This is your third time,
yeah.
I think, in our studio.
I'm going for the retirement plan.
And the Company Break program talks about businesses and things of interest in our local area. Sometimes we don't get to tout all the great things we have in this area, whether it's in Rhode Island or nearby Connecticut or southeastern Massachusetts. But Tiverton Four Corners is one of those places that's kind of unique because it's almost like a whole town advertising together.
It's a little village that's been in existence for about 300 years, one way or another.
The little village that could.
That's right. It started from, there's still the pond there, a mill around a little pond.
Uh-huh.
And so the farmers in the area used to bring their grain in there and grind it up.
And there you go. So Tiverton Four Corners, for those people that are listening that have no idea whereabouts that is, let's see, we're going to say it's... If you were in Narragansett, you'd be on one point of southern Rhode Island.
Yes.
Westerly, then Narragansett, and then Newport, and then...
And then you're on Saconnet Point.
Right.
And we're sort of midway down Saconnet Point in Tiverton Four Corners.
So one of the four southern points in the state of
Rhode Island. Yes, yeah.
And Tiverton is kind of one of those places you have to go to. You're not going to be driving by it on your way to Boston.
Yeah, which is part of how it's retained some of its beauty and charm, is that it's not right on the main highway. It's down a piece, and it keeps people, you know, too much activity. But we do have activity, just not kind of crazy activity going on there.
Well, yeah, but you have a lot of things going on, and you personally are involved with a studio and gallery, correct?
That's right. I have my own studio and gallery. I've been an artist for 30 years, and I had this great opportunity to open a gallery right in the heart of the Four Corners.
Okay. Well, you know, it doesn't usually count to say, you know, when you were 2 years old, you became an artist.
You're very kind.
So 30 years in the business,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, so, you know, that's its own story. But coming to the Tiverton Four Corners was one of the best moves I ever made for my career as an artist and for myself personally, because it's such a supportive community. All the merchants in the Four Corners know each other. We like each other. We go to each other's houses for dinner. It really is a nice little village.
All right. I got to get in on this deal. Now, when you say 30 years in the business, did you grow up in the area, or where did you come from?
I grew up in New Jersey, and I came to...
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, there's some pretty parts of New Jersey. I didn't grow up in one of them, but there are some really pretty spots. I came to go to Rhode Island School of Design.
Oh, I live on the east side of Providence, right in the heart of Brown University and Rhode Island School of Design. And you're probably one of those kids I yelled at.
Yeah, probably. I was a good girl.
A good girl. School design. Very famous. Very, very famous.
Yeah. So I enjoyed my time there, and I really I wanted to be a painter. That's what I studied. And so it was great in those days. You could get a cheap apartment and not have to work full time, and I spent usually about half of my week in my studio in my apartment in those days, which was a great beginning for any artist.
We could probably figure out that you've probably been on my sidewalk painting things. I live right across the street from the Roger Williams statue that overlooks the city.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
So you were probably...
Oh, I was there. I don't know if I was painting, but I was there.
Okay. All right. Well, the studio, what kind of product will people find if they walk into your shop?
Well, my gallery, studio and gallery, it really is my studio. And the gallery grew out of having paintings that I wanted to show people. So all the work in there, aside from occasionally having other people's other work, is my work, my paintings. Mm-hmm. It's hard to describe these things on the radio, so right. But I work figuratively, and I like to paint nature. And I've been working for the past 5 years using gold leaf and other metal leaf, so it's kind of a shimmering surface that I create.
Okay, so it's not a gift shop type of boutique type of place.
Not during the summer. At Christmas time, actually, I do have the work of other artists, mm-hmm. and we really do have kind of a great artisanal gift shop. Okay. For the Christmas season, yeah.
All right. Well, during the summer, so we've got about another month of kind of summer left, the remaining month of August into the beginning of September, and
yeah.
then things change rapidly.
Yeah.
There are about roughly 30 participants in the Tiverton Four Corners Association,
yes.
which has a website, and if you go to it, they're all listed there. It's TivertonFourCorners.com. That's a tough website to remember.
And it should be that it's Tiverton, F-O-U-R,
right.
Corners,
okay.
not the number four.
So TIVERTONFOURCORNERS.com.
Good God, that's a lot that you threw in there.
But that's all right. But people can remember that because yep. that's where they want to go. So we have your gallery, and there are several other galleries within the association.
Yes, we have... there are several other artists that open their studios as galleries as well. So we have Brenda Wrigley Scott, who does fantastic work. She works primarily in acrylics, and she her number one topic is our birds. So those are fantastic works.
Did you say birds?
Birds, yeah. B-I-R-D-S, okay. Birds, yeah.
Okay.
So so that's her stuff. And then across the hall from her is Peter Turpak, who you've met before and people probably have heard on the radio. He's a fantastic jeweler.
That's Studio by the Sea.
Studio right. by the Sea. And okay. One of the main things he does is if you bring in your Aunt Mildred's favorite diamond ring, he'll turn it into a fabulous piece for you.
How did you know I had an Aunt Mildred?
I could tell just by looking at you. So there's two, and then we have also the Sakonic Collective, which is a wonderful group of people who they're doing really fantastic contemporary work. Stephen Kinane started the group, and he's a furniture maker. So he trained to make beautiful. If you see his work, it's like Queen Anne style. But now he does his own. He works in a traditional way and also in a very beautiful modern way, which
now,
is his own style.
Now, would you be able to bring Aunt Mildred's couch to him and have him fix it?
No, that's not the kind of work he does.
Okay.
But he could, I could make this up.
He could style one after it.
That's right. He could do that, or he could create your own heirloom to hand on to your own family.
Okay. All right. So that's a Sakonic Collective.
Yep. And then we have Arch, which is... contemporary ceramics, and Charlie Barmond is doing beautiful work, and they have an ongoing series of shows there of other potters as well.
And so ceramics, pottery.
They do classes there, and they have a beautiful gallery, and I've been eyeing a lot of gorgeous stuff in there because they have fantastic contemporary work.
So now, and most of these places are located within a matter of, certainly a quarter of a mile of each other, right?
A quarter of a mile, yes. Yes, it's...
Actually, a few hundred feet sometimes.
That's right.
Okay.
The other gallery I just want to make sure I mention is Gallery 4 and Silk Road Traders. They have a great show up right now of landscapes, contemporary landscapes.
And that's, is Alex still involved?
Yeah, Alex Campbell, yep.
Yeah. Gallery for it.
Yep.
Hi, Alex.
Everybody's heard Alex.
Wish you
before.
Could be here.
Yeah. So those are kind of the main galleries. There's other little shops and galleries. Oh, there's also Patina Studio, and that's Teresa Mowry. She does work in copper and other metals. Very contemporary, but also somewhat traditional, which is, I would say, is pretty much how the whole Four Corners is, that we work in a contemporary way, but also with an eye to history and to where we all are.
Now, this is a little bit unusual in the respect that if I were to go to, you know, near where I live and go to downtown Providence and say, come tell me about your business, someone would come on and they would never mention anybody else's that does something similar
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit unique in the fact that you all tout each other's, you know, specialties.
Yes.
And work together at this.
Well, we're a small community and... you know, it's summertime is our really big season because we get a lot of out-of-towners and, mm-hmm. You know, it's the time everybody's out. So we really do spend a lot of the year helping each other out, figuring out ways to market each other or just to, like, shovel each other's walk or, you know, give each other ideas about new things happening and really make it a cohesive group.
Okay. And now when they go to the website, the TivertonFourCorners.com, Can they click on anybody's? Are there links to the sites of all these other people so that people can?
There are links to other people's websites.
All right, so that
yeah.
perhaps they can even get more information about the particular
yeah.
source they're looking for.
Definitely, so,
all right.
definitely. I wanted to make sure we mention a few other people because it's such a wonderful group, and there's more than just gallery going. Although that's a majority of what people are doing in the Four Corners these days is looking at art, and artists are making stuff right there. I didn't want to leave out Tiffany Pei. Have you met Tiffany?
I think I have.
I think you have.
Yes.
Yeah, she's great. She does gorgeous, one-of-a-kind pieces using gemstones and gold, and it's completely unique. Work. You'll never see anything like that anywhere
and
else.
And do they do work where, again, where you can come up with an idea and they'll work with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yeah.
Develop
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. yeah. So she's great. And, you know, one of the little known places in the Four Corners, which I think we've never talked about, is a group called Metalworks. And they actually have produced, they do... really kind of ordinary stuff, which is that if you need some copper gutters on your house, they'll come put the copper gutters on. But they also do one-of-a-kind pieces there, too. And a lot of the light fixtures throughout the Four Corners, there'll be some street lamps and some lamps on all the buildings, were made by Metalworks right there in the Four Corners.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're cool. They've been there for a long time. And that's another thing about the Four Corners, is that we have businesses that have been there for 30 years, 30 or more years. Like the Metalworks has been there for 30 years. Gray's Ice Cream, which everybody loves. Everybody comes to Four Corners for Gray's.
Well, I think that's a whole other section.
That's a whole other conversation.
We're going to get to that part in the second.
But they've been here for
program.
30 years as well,
okay.
And they're a tradition for most people coming down the Saconic Point. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've hit most of the galleries, and there's antique stores, as you say, there's some food
yep.
places, and there's other things to get to.
Right, there's Peter's
along
Attic,
with some
that's
historic
a great place.
Places, but mm-hmm. We will talk about that when we come back after a couple messages, so stay tuned, and we'll be back with Kitty and Tiverton, Four Corners. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kitty Lovell from Tiverton Four Corners Merchant Association Group, which is TivertonFourCorners.com. If you're trying to check that out on a website while we talk about things. And Kitty, we covered quite a few galleries and so forth in the first half. We have a long way to go, but you also have some special events coming up in the month of August and September.
Yeah, in the Four Corners, the summer is very busy, and we have a lot of open-air events, including... coming up on the 20th and 21st is the South Coast Artists Open Studio Tour, which is a fantastic event. You can go. There are 65 artists on the tour this year in four different towns. But if all you want to do is park your car and go to about a dozen, you can just go right in the Tiverton Four Corners.
Great.
Yeah. So that's from
and
11
parking
to 5.
Is $50-$60 to park a car? Or
no, parking is
Boston?
Absolutely free in
parking
the Four
is
Corners.
Free.
But I would advise if you find a spot, stay in your spot.
Okay. Don't get in and drive
yeah,
around.
But, you know, right? People should know that there's plenty of parking behind all the shops on
okay.
Main Road. And... they're not specific to each merchant, so.
See, there's a reason to go just for that.
Just to park, I know.
Just to be able to
who
park for
often
free.
No one gets that opportunity.
Can't do that in Providence anymore.
No. So we also have at a very interesting little show happening at the Union Public Library, which is a tiny library, maybe about as big as most people's living rooms. They have a great collection of books that were owned by Georgia O'Keeffe.
Wow.
So, yeah, so some of them are about her, and some of them were in her collection. So go in and ask.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they're open on weekends. Yeah. Yeah.
And all these things are mostly pretty much on Main Road or just off of it.
Yes, you know, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That's why you can park your car once and just walk around because everything's out there.
Walk up and down and catch everything. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, August is when things start to slow down a little bit, so we don't have quite as many. But this summer we've had concerts. We just had the Cultural Bazaar at the end of July. And we've had an antique show for the 4th of July, which happens every year. So those are some of the stuff happening.
All right, great. And you touched briefly on Gray's Ice Cream, which is probably
you'd like
one
to get
of,
back to, wouldn't you?
Well, it's probably one of the more famous places. And, you know, after all, a lot of people know about Gray's Ice Cream, have been going there for years. There are other places to get food, too, though, right?
I guess so. Why would you want to go any further? No. There's also the Four Corners Grill, which has a lovely patio. You can sit out. And I've sat out there for lunch. It's wonderful because it's all among the trees, and they have little umbrellas, and you can have a glass of wine and your lunch. It's wonderful.
Okay.
There's also the Provender, which has been going forever, probably 30 years, at least 30 years. And you can get a deluxe sandwich and some delicious pastry they've made right there on the premises. So that's great.
Right. Yeah. Well, so it sounds like you can go and have a great lunch and then have some ice cream and then have a great dinner.
And then roll home.
And then
yeah.
have some more wine. And
well, yeah, you can actually go down to the Sakana Vineyard, which is just a few miles south of the Four Corners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's something called Milk and Honey Bazaar.
Oh, well, Milk and Honey Bazaar is an incredible place. It is a world-class cheese shop. So there's cheeses in there that you can't get really anywhere else in the area. We have people come from all over to shop for cheese in that store. So they have, it's...
Another place to munch, too.
Yeah, yeah. And they have great advice about if you're not sure what kind of cheese you'd like to try, they'll help you figure out something new and something different. And it's not scary for people. Some people are afraid of cheese. I'm not. I don't think you are.
No, I'm not.
But they'll help you figure that out.
Now there's a place on the list called Salt, but that has nothing to do with food.
No, it does. No, I don't. No, they don't have anything to do with food. But Salt is great. They have clothing and jewelry and gifts, all sort of related to in a nautical theme. And they just opened a new store in the Four Corners. It's called the Farm Coast Outfitters. So if you need...
Could you say that five times fast?
Farm Coast Outfitters. No, I can barely say it once.
Farm Coast Outfitters. All right.
So they're on the first floor of the same building that the Wrigley Studio and Studio by the Sea. They're on the first floor of that building. Okay. So if you need a pair of Wellingtons... Do you need a pair of Wellingtons?
I don't know. Do
waiters?
I? Oh,
a hat.
I don't know. If they're cute, I guess I'll take them. I don't.
If you need some sunscreen.
What are Wellingtons?
You don't know what a Wellington
no,
is?
No, I maybe I do. Maybe
they're
I
rubber don't. Boots.
Oh.
They're rubber boots. So
I haven't worn rubber boots in a long, long time.
Well, around in the Four Corners, around there, there's a lot of farms.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of Wellingtons, a lot of wellies, rubber boots. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Pretty ones, useful ones, you know.
Now, you're making me think back. I'll bet you last time I wore something like that, it was probably 5 or 6 years old. So that's over 20 years.
Yeah. At least 20 years, at the very least. They're great. They've got some beautiful furniture in there. A lot of fun stuff.
Now, the Meeting House is a place where lots of things happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a special occasion type of place?
It's an event place, and mostly in the summer it's weddings. And it's a beautiful location for weddings because there's a garden. They put up a tent. The building itself is just a gorgeous place to be. Big open space inside, and... There's just so many beautiful weddings that have happened there.
Excellent. All right. I want to kind of go down the list and make sure we don't miss anybody. There's is a fine furnishings store called The Cottage. Right?
Oh, The Cottage, yes. Now, there's another place that people come from far and wide to shop because they have one-of-a-kind stuff. They have, in fact, my sister just had a beautiful table made for her, a gorgeous dining room table made for her at The Cottage. But they have fantastic furniture. They have stuff you need for your table to make a beautiful dinner table.
Right.
And they're all really nice in there. And they'll help you figure out what you thought you didn't need, but you actually do need for your house.
There you go. And if you're looking for a place to put your table, you want to perhaps put it outside in a garden and get some stonescape design by the farm.
Ah, right? Yes, the farm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's true. Now, Peggy is kind of a miracle worker. She'll take, you know, just your sad little garden that you think, forget it, I have to give up. She just did this at my house. She just came over to my house and changed this totally weed-infested section of my garden into something gorgeous. So she does that kind of stuff. At Christmas time, she will have wreaths and trees and beautiful stuff for the holidays. And she's just, she's about to start putting out all her cut flowers. So she grew a whole garden in the back of her business that's just full of cut flowers that'll be appearing any day now.
Great.
Yeah.
And then kind of tying into that, Sales Livingston Design.
Yeah, Sales Livingston. And you know, talk about weddings. Oh, my God. She does incredible flowers for weddings. And, you know, she's been doing this for years and years. She is the go-to person for your wedding or event flowers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Part of every wedding, of course, photography.
Yeah.
And I see that there's even a photography studio involved.
Yes. Well, we have several. And one of the great ones is the Isa Images. And she's she'll do like your photography for your wedding and for your engagement photos. She does family portraits, individual portraits. She really specializes in going out into the local environment and making it a really special experience for you and your family.
And staying along with the things you might want to put in your new patio and things like that.
Wow, you're really on it. Yeah.
I know. Well, we have that. We have Antiques and Artisans, which is Peter's Attic, right?
Yep. Peter's Attic, Artemis, and Epilogues. It's all in one building, and they have a lot of fun. You can find, like, the silliest little piece of junk to like an amazing piece of artwork that's antique that Peter has hunted down from around
junk,
the world.
It's collectible.
That's right. It's a collectible. I don't think they'd be ashamed to tell you they have a little junk in their store.
All right.
But yeah, it's great. I mean, Peter's Attic has been a staple of the Four Corners forever. I can remember coming down the Four Corners 35 years ago and seeing his stuff. Yeah. Being in his shop.
And just to make sure that we kind of continue down the list here, there's some historic places we'll talk in a moment, but we touched on Four Corners Art Center, I think.
They do for the most part in the summertime, they do camps for kids. But they also, every year they do different stuff. They put on concerts, they have movies, they're really sort of the headquarters of art in the Four Corners. And if you want to put on an event, if you're an artist or a musician and you want a place to show, they'll help you figure that out. So it's a very good organization.
Amy C. Lund.
Amy Lund. She's a hand weaver. She's got looms there. You can go to her studio and watch her weave, and she'll tell you a little bit about it. She has at times offered classes in weaving. Her work is incredible. Incredible. I think I keep using that word incredible because, you know, really the Four Corners is full of world-class artists, you know, creating work that I can't think of another place that's quite, does quite what we do.
Yeah, it's a wonderful spot to just spend a lot of time. Obviously, you can certainly spend more than a day there. So you can make several trips during a summer to get down there.
Yep.
There's and the historic places like the Chase Corey House and
yes,
like
Chase
that.
Corey House. That's from that house is from about 1730, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You can tour their little museum. They're currently working on fundraising to redo their corn crib that's been there forever. So, and actually their building and my building were one of the first two buildings in the Four Corners. So my building's from 1750.
Wow. So you're the new kid at 1750 compared to them at 1730, right?
That's right.
And there's other historic homes like the Captain Phillip House.
Yep. That's sort of operating as a summer rental these days. So it's not really a place to be toured, but that certainly gives you a feeling of the whole neighborhood.
But you can stand in front of it and take a picture.
Yeah.
It's a good photo op, right?
Yeah, but if you want to stay, I mean, that's a good place to stay. But the other one that you can stay at is the old Tiverton Four Corners Schoolhouse Number 1. You can stay there.
Okay.
And definitely check out their website, which is SaconetFarm.com. To look to see if you can stay.
So the schoolhouse is not just a schoolhouse. It's like a bed and breakfast type of place.
Although Kristen would say, you can sleep there, I'm not making you breakfast, but you can get eggs off the farm next door to make your own breakfast at
there
this,
you go.
Yeah, at the schoolhouse.
Put it on the hood of your car if it's hot enough like it has been, and you're all set to
well,
go.
The schoolhouse has a fantastic kitchen, and
it's
fully upgraded. It was a schoolhouse, and Kristen and her husband Adam spent a good portion of time, upgrading everything and rehabbing the building. You can even ring the bell, the old schoolhouse bell there.
Now, if you get excited about being in Tiverton and you want to perhaps move there, you even have a realtor involved?
Or? Oh, yeah, T.L. Holland.
Right.
They've been in the Four Corners, another 30-year veteran of the Four Corners. And Terry Holland and her late husband were... They really put a lot of work into the Four Corners in their buildings. So their buildings are part of their little environment is the Nonquick Grange at the Mill Pond. And that's where you'll find Amy Lund, and you'll also find Barksfield Shop and Diane's Glassworks. And that's where Isa Images is as well. And next door to them is Cutie Curls, which is a consignment store, but also selling new clothes for kids.
Oh.
And she's doing a lot of events as well.
Cutie curls. Cutie pie, cutie curls.
Cutie curls. So she's India. She is doing all these fun tea parties. She has a Halloween tea party coming up at Halloween time. But she does lots of fun events for kids.
And Courtyards has gifts and jewelry galore.
Yeah. I mean, Courtyards really is a staple of our community. They've been, if you go in at Christmas time, it's like a magical, glittery Christmas angel world in there. It's fantastic. And in the summer also, great stuff. They have a little garden out back with statuary and things for your garden.
Well, you know, we've done pretty well on the list. I know you touched on the vineyard. Saconet Vineyard and so forth.
Yep.
And there's also Saconet Farm.
Saconet Farm. That's Kristen Silvera and her husband Adam have the Saconet Farm. They have, you can go out back and they have pigs and goats and chickens. And that's where many of us in the area get our eggs.
Mm-hmm.
She also does jams and jellies, and she's today, when I drove by, she had a big sign that said, salted caramel fudge. So there you go.
Well, the salted caramel fudge. Well,
yeah.
that sounds great.
She's got it all there. And you just, it's a little self-serve farm stand. So, yeah.
You don't see much of those anymore, self-serve farm stands, you know. But in Tiverton, you probably
maybe
do.
Maybe not in Providence, but.
You're right. You're back in time just a little bit.
Yeah.
Kitty, you've done a wonderful job reviewing everything and trying to touch on everybody that's down there. There's so much to talk about. I just want to make sure that we get everything in and there's no other events that you want to touch on.
You know, I'm looking at my list of events, and by the time we go to air, there's nothing left.
Right.
No, there are very couple of... it's really the South Coast Artist Open Studio Tour. It's the last big event. But it really is a great place to come at any time of the year. And I would say, you know, we have a really festive Christmas season as well. It's a beautiful spot. Everybody puts up their Christmas lights, and it's kind of magical. In the middle of December, we have a weekend where all the merchants open their doors and have kind of open houses. We haven't decided on the date of that yet, but if people go to the website, they'll find it. But it's really a gorgeous place to come anytime.
Now, I'm going to give a phone number here. And is that okay if I give your phone number?
Sure.
Okay, 401-743-6077. For a good time, call... I mean...
No.
That's Catherine Lovell Studio and Gallery, and you can talk to Kitty, and operators are standing by.
That's right, standing by. Yeah. So my hours, I'm there from Thursday to Sunday, from 12 to 5.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today, telling us about Tiverton Four Corners. We probably need an hour-long show, not a half hour, but thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Mike.
And the rest of you will see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.